10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. By the way, I was just listening in Milwaukee. I heard Tony Smith's voice, the Marquette Hall of Famer and the sidekick to Homer on the call of Marquette men's basketball games. Happy belated National Marquette Day to those who celebrate.
Yeah, you can't lose on your national day. Like, you can't. And I watched a lot of that Marquette game. It was on
Instead
Big
of the
Boy
Pro Bowl
Fox.
Games.
Well, this was on Saturday night, I think. You can't lose. You make a national day for yourself. You got to get a dub. And Connecticut, it was not even great atmosphere. I'm sure Homer, when he joins us on Wednesday, can tell us if we let him or if he thinks he can talk college basketball on this show. But the atmosphere looked awesome. Everything. And it never felt like, I think they fell behind by 20 early and could never dig themselves out of it. But you can't have your national day and you get routed at home. It just can't happen. Right,
but it did, but it did.
So, Jason, I know we pushed off, we pushed back on the trade talks and don't chitch and everything else, but
not anymore.
I just tweeted this big news. When Joe Thomas cousin subbed for you for the full 3 hours, and he was great,
and he brought
he
bagels.
Was basically telling Myles Garrett this the way Joe Thomas did it was a pretty good way. Joe had an opportunity to go to the Denver Broncos and win a Super Bowl with Peyton. Peyton himself called him, told him to go take a dump on the general manager's desk in Cleveland to Costanza his way out of Cleveland, as a matter of fact. Joe didn't go down that route. Well, Diana Rossini and Adam Schefter and all of your insiders just put this thing out. And this is the guy. And when you were asking me for trades and all this other stuff, Myles Garrett, from the Cleveland Browns, and there's no more, oh, will he go? Well, he has requested a trade to an NFL contender. Mm. Miles, Goody, hey, Jason, hey, take a look.
Oh, I see you.
Take a look.
Oh, I see you.
Come on home. Bring him. Come on. Green
it's
Bay's
not,
beautiful.
Wait a minute. Bring him home.
If it's, no, I
you
didn't
can't
say
use
home.
What
I pulled
you did.
Back. I pulled back.
Check the audio.
I pulled
check
back.
The tape.
Okay.
Check
I pulled
the tape
back from
said home.
Home. Bring him. Not fling him. Bring him. Not like your helmet throwing with Mason Rudolph. Just bring him. He is exactly what this team needs. And I know 2 weeks ago would have been crazy because he did not say this. You got Max Crosby. You got all these other guys. I want Myles Garrett in Green Bay. That's what I want. What say you?
All right. So, as is always the case, a couple things. I mentioned this earlier when we were talking about crazy trades. The Cleveland Browns general manager, Andrew Berry, said about a week and a half ago, under no circumstances are we trading Myles Garrett.
I heard Mark Cuban say that. I heard Mark Cuban say that he would leave his wife before he would trade Luka Doncic. So let's take words. Words are words.
I did
about that
I
action,
that.
Boss.
I said that okay. when I quoted him. Myles Garrett turned 29 years old on December 29th. He has 102.5 career sacks. Okay. If you're asking me as a beat writer and radio host if I want Myles Garrett on the Green Bay Packers, you bet your bottom dollar, Annie. No doubt, right? How incredible of a story is that? It is somewhere between getting Julius Peppers, who is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, although he was at the back
Younger.
End of his career.
Yep.
And getting Reggie White. He is younger than what Reggie White was when the Packers got him in 1993. Reggie
it's
White
a hard
was 30
one to say.
Was 31.
What Reggie White was?
Reggie Wright.
What? Not easy.
Reggie White was Reggie 31.
White.
Myles Garrett just turned 29 about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So he, or not even, he has been a field tilting player. My question for you, since I wasn't on that show, I was on my way to Eau Claire that day. What was Joe Thomas's argument for why he wouldn't want to request a trade to a contender? Like, does Joe not want to be the only one who had his career, his Hall of Fame career, spent in Cleveland and not having much to show for it in terms of team success? Does misery love company? What was his argument?
I think Joe's point was that it's all going to be down to the individual, and I think he felt at that point that Cleveland could go pick up a quarterback, and the rest of their roster is pretty good. And I would agree that I think the rest of their roster, but their quarterback position stunk. Yeah. And that is no different than when Joe played. And now you're sitting here, and I think the Browns have come to grips with the fact that Deshaun Watson has got 3 more years of guaranteed money, and you can draft a kid. You got an early pick. Miles Garrett knows this is his elevator era. Uh-huh. He is in his elevator time where the uh-huh. experience and the physical tools are together. It is – I'm not going to be hyperbolic here and say you tried to make the comparison to Reggie White. I'm not going there. You also went Xavier McKinney, Charles Woodson. That's what you do. It's part of your charm. Miles Garrett is a field tilter. There's no Kenny B. Is he elite? All of the questions that we've had for Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, some others. Miles Garrett is him, as the kids like to say.
Yes,
you can't
is.
Go into a game. You can't go into a game and say, well, we'll just put Zach Tom and let him go to work with Miles Garrett. Zach Tom's a good player, but you'd be, I think you're crazy to just let him go all day against a player of Miles. He is your bullseye guy. He is the guy on Wednesdays, Tom Rossley or Tom Clements or whomever would
settle.
Say, can't let this guy wreck a game. Green Bay doesn't have that.
No.
Green Bay has that. All of a sudden, now you start looking, well, then they got Edger and Cooper at the next level. Oh, and then they got Xavier McKinney at the next level. Oh, all of a sudden, you go from being a good defense that, you know, didn't answer the bell to some against the big boys, the Lions, Vikings, etc., to now I think you'd make an argument Philadelphia's got the best roster in football. I don't think anybody's arguing that. Kansas City won't argue that.
Right.
You add a Miles Garrett without giving up a ton. I don't know. The Doncic part of this now, again, nobody's going to say if Miles Garrett gets traded to the Packers for a first-round pick, is anybody going to say they fleeced him like they got Doncic'd? Doncic'd is going to be a verb for GMs. And every GM is going to sit there with their team and say, we're not getting Doncic'd here, are we? Or are we Doncic'ing these guys? So thank you to the Lakers and Mavericks for now verbalizing Doncic, which is a word I've loved saying for years. The Packers have an opportunity here to make the big splash, and I think they should go and do it.
All right, we're going to get into this because we started the day with we're going to have some fun with the trade machine because of Doncic, and now we've verbalized him. So wait, did the Lakers Doncic'd their roster by getting a superstar 25-year-old player who maybe wasn't in great shape and needs to work a little bit harder?
No, I
and
think
learn
Doncic'ing,
how to play defense.
It's the new Herschel Walker, according to most NBA folks. You just got one of the top five players in the world for one first-round pick in Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis, I think, is getting slighted in this a little bit, if we're being fair. But the idea that this could happen was one of those, he's untouchable, nobody on earth would ever do it. It's not the haul that the Dallas Cowboys got.
Right.
When they traded with the Vikings.
Which was a bad trade for the, but it can't be the Herschel Walker because the Herschel Walker trade is viewed as a bad trade by the Vikings.
No, Doncic'ing means you got Doncic'd is you got fleeced. That's what the Doncic is. Most people think the Lakers fleece the Mavericks. That's what they think. Because Bridges with the New Yorkers and the, I guess, Brooklyn Nets They got 5 first-round picks for him. Rudy Gobert got, I think, 4 first-rounders from the Timberwolves to Utah. And they only got 1 first-round pick. I think that's where the Doncic comes in.
Well, we'll get more into this. Are you on board? And here's the key question then. What are you going to give up? What's it going to take to get Doncic'd? What's it going to take to get
Would
Miles
they take
Garrett?
Rashawn Gary? Would they take Rashawn Gary right now as a Pro Bowler?
Let's get into that next. 844-770-3776. You've got to send a pass rusher back. They're going to want somebody, and they're going to want.
No,
draft
I think they
pick
want
capital.
Picks. They're going to. They don't want to take. No, they want a young.
If they're trading a guy with 102.5 sacks who's only 29 years old, they want both. They want a ton of picks,
Jason,
and they want a player.
If they're trading him, there's already talk that teams are in the tank mode for Arch Manning. Teams are already not going to draft a guy this year. They want full-on tankage to get Arch next year.
Aren't you kidding me?
The Cleveland Browns, by saying if they trade Myles Garrett, Jason, they are telling you. They're not saying it. They're telling you, we're tanking for Arch, or we're tanking for next year. We're not interested. That's what they're telling you. They're not saying, I need all this talent. They want young, cheap talent because they got a monster contract hanging around their hats that they can't get rid of. That is basically an arbitrage of not going to be able to do anything for 2 years.
Well, I don't know how many times you played Myles Garrett more or fewer sacks when you would play Prize Picks. But if he joins the Packers, I'm guessing you're going to be going more a lot.
Well, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars. I had my free Flex Friday pick. I went with a 6-piece, which I normally don't do. Wasn't
How'd
good
do?
For OT. I didn't win, but I had fun. I picked more or less on 2 players. I went 6, wanting to have a chance to win big. Didn't happen. But the big game, it's almost here. It's now or never. Don't miss out on the last football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the big game. Prize Picks is also giving away a free pick for the big game, where one of the starting quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, will only need to throw 1 yard to win. And if you're correct on at least one other stat projection, it's real cash in your pocket. And you can check out the promos tab to tail any of our Super Sweat Millie winners, big game lineups. If you tail a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win a split of $1 million in promo funds. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
big
game.
Adam Schefter, as he often is, very helpful on this. He's got the particulars of the trade that sent Khalil Mack from Oakland to the Bears and what the comp was for that. I'm going to read that to you next. You can tell me if the Packers, A, should give that up, and B, if it's going to take even more for Myles Garrett. We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Tausch, I know you accused me of overusing my phrase, one of my favorite humans. But you would agree that Gabe Neitzel deserves to be on everyone's one of my favorite humans lists, right?
He's a good dude. Very good dude. Hard worker, good teammate. No doubt about it.
Yeah. National radio voice. And
big star. Yeah.
With Dave Kane sliding over for some of the TV responsibilities, he is also, at times, the radio voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Tausch is all excited. You are a diehard Packers fan.
Yes, sir.
From the mean streets of Horicon. Horicon?
Horicon.
Do you want Myles Garrett on your football team?
Yes.
What are you
yes.
willing to pay?
Well, so that's the interesting thing. I saw Diana Russini had just tweeted out one NFL GM on what a trade for Myles Garrett could look like. Probably a 1+. Can't wait for the 3-1s crowd. Not happening. A 1 and a 2. Mm-hmm. 1 and 2 3s. Throw a player in there. So that's what
we'll
Diana
throw a player
is
in there.
So Diana's saying a 1+ based on a chat she had with an NFL general manager. So again, and I think I kind of jokingly say this to you, Jason, but I think I'm also a little worried about it. The fact that the Packers would not have a number one pick and first round pick the year that they're finally hosting the draft.
Ooh.
After Mark Murphy had pushed and pushed and now finally has it. I don't think that would actually factor into getting Myles Garrett, but there's still something in the back of my head that's saying Murphy really wants them to make their first round pick.
So you have said this to me before, and every time you do, then I stop and think, oh,
if that's the case, just hold up a second. If that's the case, Gabe, shame on everybody up. If you know what you do, still go with in between picks. Bring Myles Garrett up on stage. Say, Packers, this is your first round pick, and you'll have Bedlam up at Lambeau.
Bedlam.
I get what you're saying, but if there's anyone that is thinking that, shame on everybody.
I mean,
Myles Garrett
is one person. It's only one person, Tausch, and he's got probably the biggest ego up there.
Who?
Mark Murphy. Like, he was the one, if he would be the one.
This is his baby.
He would be the one that would nix this thing because he would be the one. This is like his own retirement present for himself. As he's going out the door, he got the biggest event that you could possibly have for the Packers in the NFL. Because Green Bay's not getting a Super Bowl, but they can get a draft. And then they've turned this into, and to not have a draft, not have a number one draft pick. Again, do I think it's a 5% chance? Sure. Like, overall, I don't think, but do I think it's crossing Mark Murphy's mind? Probably. Like, would he rather have that number one pick?
Gabe, there's a lot of things that cross people's minds, and then they think, boy, what an idiotic thing that was.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett would be, I don't care. There's the dude from Marshall. I think his name's Rice. Correct me if I'm wrong. That
last
was just
name, Rice.
Blowing up the Senior Bowl. And he is a dynamic cat. He's going to be a top 10 pick. There is nobody in this draft. I don't care if Lawrence Taylor Jr. is in this draft. There is no draft that would impact next season more than number 95 from the Cleveland Browns. There is not. So while I agree that,
I 100% agree. Like,
okay.
I want Myles Garrett. I'm just telling you, the one thing that sits in the back of my mind is the guy who has the biggest ego on his way out and his biggest event is about to happen. Like, I doubt he does. I doubt he nixes it. But that's just the thing I'm scared of, man. Like, that's the biggest thing I am scared of.
Man, you saying this makes it sound like Mark Murphy's going to start avoiding you and going through the Hudson Center instead of walking to you.
Just, again, I say this, Evan, never talked to Mark Murphy, but just the evidence is out there. I mean, he turned the opening press conference about Matt LaFleur into himself. The way
well,
Jerry Jones made the Schottenheimer one about himself.
Gabe, fairness, his entire integrity and football knowledge was called into question by one Jason J. Wilde 2 weeks prior. So I think part of it was y'all questioned everything about me and my football acumen. I think that had something to do with coming back out with that press conference.
The 20-minute soliloquy that he had?
Jason tore him down in a pretty big way.
Wow.
No offense, Mark, but what the hell do you know about picking a coach?
First of all, if you're going to quote me, be accurate.
I think you lit a cigarette up right after you said it.
It was right after he asked the question.
It was not, no offense. I went with the alternative, with all due respect, which then means I'm not going to respect you. And ever since then, I mean, when he started walking through the Hudson Center when we were outside for practice to avoid walking with me, I'm sorry. I did not think it was an unreasonable question. Maybe I asked it too harshly, but I do think
pretty harsh. It was pretty harsh.
It needed to be,
especially
asked,
from you, Mr. Softy. It was very harsh.
Thank you very much. So again, the tweet from Diana Rossini talking with one NFL GM suggesting that a first round pick plus other picks or players.
You would do it, right, Tausch?
Okay, Jason, I have a proposal.
Okay.
I got a proposal for you. And it fits the Diana Rossini model. This isn't going to be three firsts. Isn't going to be three firsts, right?
Correct.
This year's draft pick is going to have to go. The number one pick, and I know Mark's going to be upset, and this year's first has to be on the table. Okay? Then I'm going to throw in Lucas Van Ness in a fourth. That's my offer to you. That's my offer to Cleveland. Is that enough?
Am I supposed to be Andrew Berry here?
You can be whoever you want. No. Feels a little light. It's a first-round pick on a rookie deal. What do you mean that's a little light? He's 13th pick.
And he's got 2 years left on that rookie deal.
Yeah, two and an option. No, maybe three. He's only 2 years in. He's got 3 years.
No, he's got two plus the option year. And if you don't want to pick it up, which, right, but you're not going to, if you're not going to pick it up, it's not three. And the first-round pick, what are the Packers, 23rd? Now, look, I am not going to disparage 23rd overall picks because we have one on our team. Brian Bulaga was an outstanding 23rd overall pick.
Well, so, Jason,
Jason, if he wants to go to a Super Bowl contender, that first-round pick is going to be in the 20s.
Also true, unless you're team that...
And here's the other part of this. Cleveland doesn't want to win. And you know what? If the Mark Murphy piece to this that I had not thought of, and I don't believe there's probably a smidge of him hoping that there's a draft. Cleveland is going to tank next year. If they trade Myles Garrett, it's over. They're tanking. Why would they want to have a first-round pick starting the clock now? Wait till 24 or the 26th draft. Take that first-round pick. Take this year's third. And then if you want, maybe the Lucas Van Ness piece to this, not as important. If I'm Cleveland, I'm saying I want Carl Brooks. That's who I want. Because I think Carl Brooks has proven more than LVN so far.
I mean, I'd
do
that.
Don't take a first-round pick this year. Move it down the road so you can tank in a big way, and then you get that pick next year, and you get another year as you're building your program back up to get 5 years starting a year later than starting it this year.
So just to be clear, you're sweetening the deal by removing this year's first-round pick?
Yeah, everybody wins.
Yes.
Because that'll
Murph
help
gets his pick.
That'll be better for the Broncos or for
it
the Browns?
It will be better for Cleveland, yes. Yes.
If you're Andrew Berry, do you have the security in your job to say, oh, yeah, give us the 26th first-round pick and let my replacement potentially make it? Like, they went 3-14, man. He was involved in the decision to bring in Deshaun Watson, was he not?
I mean, he was.
He was, yeah.
And technically, yes. It seems like he was all Haslam, but I guess he was. I guess he was the one who has to take the blame for it.
Correct.
With it all blowing up because Haslam's not going anywhere.
So if I'm
Andrew guys,
Berry,
would you give up two firsts to get Myles Garrett?
A first this year's and next year's firsts.
This year's, or if I'm Cleveland, I'm saying give me 26 and 27. Are you doing it?
And do I get
Khalil
to include
Mack got
LVN?
That. I want to keep LVN if we can.
You're trading Carl Brooks. He's like your favorite defensive lineman.
I'm saying,
what do you want to keep LVN?
I said
for?
From Cleveland's perspective, that's who I want. I would give up LVN before I'd give up Carl Brooks.
It's
easy to give up a guy who hasn't won a single one-on-one pass rush rep.
Here is...
Burn.
you're treating him like Mark Murphy. So here is the compensation when the 27-year-old Khalil Mack was acquired by the Bears from Oakland. The Bears gave up two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and a sixth-round pick. They got back Mack, a second-round pick, and a conditional fifth-round pick. So basically, they gave up two firsts for Mack, and then to sweeten the deal, they got to move up from their third-rounder to a second-rounder and from their sixth-rounder to a fifth-rounder. But he cost two ones. That's
but you also said he's 27, right?
27, as opposed to 29.
Matter. Yeah, those
yes,
2 years
correct.
Matter, which is why, again, I think the person that Diana Rossini talked to, whichever NFL GM, said, hey, it's just going to be
Schneider.
A first plus, right? Like that general manager does not seem to think it's going to take two firsts.
So if it's a first and LVN, you say
take more.
You want more than that.
Deuces.
If I'm the Browns, yes.
No,
but
I'm
if you're the Packers,
I am like the Lakers. I can't make this trade happen fast.
I will help LVN pack.
So, Will, would you guys give up 26, 27 first-round pick?
Yes, I would.
To get... I would, too.
I would. Because it's the one thing they're missing, Tausch. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, your corners are going to get better.
I could use a corner and a number one wide
I could use one,
too,
but yeah. Like, the corners are going to get better with Garrett there. Because you're going to have to defend less time. Because he's
no arguing on
home.
That. Totally agree.
By the way, are you sure the Marshall player you were thinking of, Mike Green as opposed to Rice?
It might be. It could be Green.
Short name, Kip, something like that.
Yep.
What's Jerry eating? Oh, Jerry's eating rice. All right, we're going to continue this conversation. I want to get your trade proposals because this is no longer goofy, theoretical, getting Doncic to trade talk. Myles Garrett has requested a trade while we were on the air today. I mean, I don't know what... I mean, that's when he posted it to his social media anyway. I don't know how long he's been talking to the Browns, but it is out there, Jerry. He wants to be traded. If you're a Packers fan, Goody was asked about this, and I'm going to have Joshy, who I know is working very hard in the Grubel offices, one call that's all studios and the producer's tank. What do we call that? Behind the glass, you like to say,
right? Yeah, behind the glass.
I don't have that in my basement. Just have all my knickknacks. But I know Goody talked about this in his season-ending presser, the idea of giving up premium picks for an established player. And I want to get that audio ready because that would augment this conversation. I think Pete Doherty was the one who asked about it in that press conference. And he basically, the first words out of his mouth were, "You better be right." I think with Myles Garrett, you'd most likely be right. We will get to your trade proposals on the Carbless Talk and text line after Tausch tells us about his love of Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
That's a great question.
Yeah. In 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It's crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light.
Will
in my
and
hand
is presented by
a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. Doesn't matter if it's over all kinds of different noise. It's always Coors Light in my hand. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I don't have to say good job, Riley. I could say thanks, Big Cat. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing.
So they can't get, they don't have enough assets to get Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, right? I can't do my... I can't do mine. I think I figured out a way for us to get Bonds and Griffey, and we don't have to give up all that much. Joshy, did you successfully find the Goody sound of him talking about the idea of trading premium draft picks for a player?
I didn't. Can I find it in the next minute? Yes.
Being the professional that you are.
I didn't know I was the one that was being looked for.
I don't, you know, the one, I
oh
love being, it's fun being down.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh boy. Well, this is what happens. Jesse's out and the place just, I don't know.
Okay, first of all, let's be honest.
I don't know.
We Jesse's out a lot. We're happy that sources say he's home safe and sound from his trip on the love boat, and he'll be back tomorrow. But that's probably on me. I didn't do the greatest job of communicating there. But I'm always I don't know who I can talk to when. I can't talk to you down the line, so I can't and I can't talk to Riley. So
I've got two pieces of audio here. Better be correct if trading draft picks for veteran players.
That's it. You better be right. That's the one right there. God, you're good. Here is Brian Gutekunst when he was asked after the season ended about the idea of giving up premium draft picks for an established veteran, expensive football player.
A really high pick for a player.
You better be right, you know, because those picks are, you know, I think, and I'm assuming you're talking about a player, like a veteran player. Right, yeah. when you trade a high pick for a veteran player, you're trading a young, really good contract for a player who's proven, but probably expensive, you know, so you're giving up a pick in salary cap space. So I think you gotta weigh that, you know, and if it's the right player, if you feel he can be a dynamic player that can change your football team, I think you gotta consider that because there's not many of those guys out there. But I think you have to also understand what you're giving up, you know.
All right, so that is Goody talking about the idea of giving up premium draft picks for an established player who also is expensive. Now, you heard him say you're giving up a young, really good contract. Does that change any of your thought process about how willing you think he would be to make this move? Or do you think that answer doesn't really affect when you're talking about a guy of Myles Garrett's stature?
Yeah, Myles Garrett is not... This isn't some, I don't know what I'm getting. You know what the contract is. And by the way, the young player on a young player's contract is great if they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, it's disappointing. So I think you have to equate. You can't just equate, well, it's a young player, he's cheap. But if they're not doing the job, that's when you have to go. Because when you draft someone in the first round, you are expecting them to elevate into being not always Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, but something adjacent to that.
Mm-hmm.
And typically then, if you don't get that production, then all of a sudden you're chasing with another pick, and you don't know if that'll work out. Or you do what he's done in the past, where he went Z and P. Smith. And what do you do then? You're paying guys that you hope are going to be big-time players.
Yeah.
And in Goody's cases, he's been very good at his big splash free agent pickups. He's been very good. And if he is going to do this, he knows that Myles Garrett is somebody that is very good and will be the guy that he wants. And I think the success he's had with Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs is going to embolden him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make a big play. Now he is always.
You admit
his
you
core.
Want that, though. You're saying your hopefulness and the idea of it emboldening. I agree with you, by the way, but it is also because you really want this to happen. And as Bob on the Milwaukee Talk and Text Line, Jaws in Milwaukee says, "Hey boys, Goody and TT before him, they hang on to draft picks like grim death. This is never going to happen." I disagree with him. Because of the stature of the player, and you gave me go ahead.
I understand Bob's point, and if I could have finished my sentence before Jason smartly jumped in, not mad, just pointing it out, these other picks were not trade.
That was the euphemism for rudely. So smartly.
That was free agency. And while you lose compensatory picks and whatnot, it is going to be difficult for Brian Gutekunst to give up a first-round pick, especially, and I've seen this a bunch, there are a lot of fans are thinking like Gabe Neitzel, that it's going to be more difficult because it's in your backyard. It's your baby. Yeah. Don't give it up. So I fundamentally think that's crazy talk, but enough people are saying it. I want to at least adhere and listen that might be part of the equation. I don't believe it is, but enough people have said it. So I agree with Bob's initial point, but Goody, I think, sees the sense of urgency. He realizes it. I do think the seat's going to get a little warm. If you have another season that's disappointing, So all of that said, this is different. He is a Hall of Fame. He is going to be a Hall of Fame player, and he's not, no offense to Von Miller. Buffalo tried this. Don't do what Buffalo did. Don't pay a 33, 34-year-old guy, but if he's 29 and still balling, and he plays the run, and he's a pass-rushing fool, go get him. And right. I wish Cleveland would have Doncic this and just called Goody last Sunday and said, hey, yo, Goody, hey, man, you interested in Myles Garrett? And Goody's like, are you being serious? Yeah, you're the first call we got. Let me know what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, we'll give you LVN and a first. Yep, let's do it. Now you're going to have bidding wars. And what Goody's not going to do is go crazy. He would have needed this to be Doncic-y. And unfortunately,
is that like a Doncic-y?
This is going to get crazy. And I think you're going to see people with high picks in this year's draft really start looking at it and saying, this is a great way to start building our program. And Cleveland is going to want those top five picks because they have a quarterback that they need to get if they're not going to tank for Arch next year.
Because they screwed up the quarterback. All right, here's what we're going to do. Because, again, this is not – we did not know this was going to play out during our program today. So next, we are going to talk about Myles Garrett's contract. What exists and what he will want. Spotrac has
can we agree, Jason, that
information on that.
Ja is not going to be a part of this.
Well, I don't think Ja is going to be on their football team regardless.
That's what I'm saying.
So
there's a lot of people that are saying Ja Alexander this. Ja's going to be free to get from the Green Bay Packers. You're not going to be able – if somebody is willing to – let me tell you this. If the Cleveland Browns are like, just give us Jair Alexander and a first-round pick, this thing's done yesterday. That ain't going to be the case.
And we'll give you a second-round pick back. No. So, but maybe you deal him to another team, and you get another asset. You know, so you get a fourth-round pick for him, say. You now have that in your arsenal as well. You can use that as trade or to make up for one of the picks you're going to give up. Here's what we're going to do. Next, I'm getting a bunch of texts here on the Milwaukee talk and text line, the Carbless talk and text line in Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. I've got that in front of me.
What about the Milwaukee YouTube? Sounds like you never go into the Milwaukee YouTube.
No, I've been in both of there, but this has been kind of big news, so it's a lot of information to try and process. Plus, being around actual other human beings during the show is another factor. I've gotten to see Gabe and Brian D. and
just
Big
not
Cat.
Your own family on a vacation.
Right. They've arrived safely at Tampa International, though, so I'm happy to hear
that's
that.
That's good.
Get their rental car. So we're going to do the contract piece next. And then Joshy, because he's the hardest working man in show business, has found the audio about Goody, in which he mentions the name Reggie White in his answer. That's where we'll start in the 11 o'clock hour. But I want to talk about the contract. We'll do it next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Myles Garrett has asked for a trade from the Cleveland Browns. Tausch, do you think in the other 30 markets, because they aren't doing this in Cleveland. I'm sure at our ESPN Cleveland station, they're talking about how Myles Garrett wants to be traded. The other 30 teams, other than the ones doing a Packers show like us, they're all having this conversation, right? So a couple of dudes in Phoenix are having this conversation about the Cardinals getting them. Pittsburgh.
Well, yes, but I think realistically, Myles Garrett probably can control this. You know, it used to be tough luck, you're going where we send you. NFL guys have kind of taken that NBA attitude on. And
Aaron Rodgers,
you know,
the Lakers,
I don't know if I'd say that. I think he definitely tried to push that narrative. The Lakers, Anthony Davis, had to waive a $6 million trade kicker in order to kind of make that work from Dallas's end to get under an apron, and I don't want to bore you with all the details. But bottom line is,
too late.
If Myles Garrett doesn't want to go, the trade ain't going to work. He'll say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to report there. And it used to be tough luck. We're going to fine you this. Mike Tomlin hit it on the head. He doesn't want hostages. He wants volunteers, and that is what most NFL organizations are looking. There are 31 teams that would be better with Myles Garrett on them. I can't say that about every other player. Like Max Crosby would be another one. But there's probably, what, 10 or 12 teams that don't have that, that aren't paying that, have cap space, and also have legitimate championship aspirations.
Yeah.
Green Bay would be at the top of that list.
All right, so I want to get to the contract first, because then Joshy unearthed that audio that I want to play about where Goody actually mentions the Reggie White trade and points out how very
rare it has
been.
Jason, can we agree on this? Because I've responded to a couple of tweets. This would not have the same impact organizationally.
Yeah,
Reggie had.
So I think it's fair. And even though you misrepresent my McKinney-Woodson comp, even though I was very meticulous in explaining it and then proven largely right, including by Charles Woodson himself on this show, but that's fine. Keep misrepresenting it. That's what you do. But
what?
Oh, you heard me.
You said. I didn't misrepresent. You said it.
You did.
And then you doubled down on it.
There was nuance to it, and then Charles joined the show. You were here that day. So was Jesse, I think. And Charles backed me up.
I take days off, unlike everybody else around here.
Okay. I can't wait for you to move to Sonoma. Like I've moved to Milwaukee. But from a player in his prime, a pass rusher in his prime, remember Reggie spent, what, 1 or 2 years in the USFL first, right? Reggie was 31 Packers acquired him. Now, to your point, from a game-changing how the organization is viewed, this is not that. Because, frankly, of Reggie White and Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren and Ron Wolf and Bob Harlan, they are viewed now, 30 years later, vastly differently. They needed the Reggie White signing to change the perception of Green Bay as Siberia. So that will not be the case here.
I'll say this. Xavier McKinney's been a great pickup, no doubt. I believe Myles Garrett's pickup could be Charles Woodson-esque when it comes to DPOY and having that impact.
Well, yeah, he's the reigning defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I'm saying he could have that kind of impact.
Yeah.
And bring a championship back just like Charles did. That's my point. I don't want to poo-poo. He ain't going to be Reggie, people. Like, it's just not.
Well,
and it's mainly.
Well, you know, but could he be as productive as Reggie?
Organizationally.
Right.
Football wise, what he can do on the field, he can do similar things outside of the club. I don't think he's a club guy that Reggie White did. That's how much impact he could make.
Poor Max Lane in that Super Bowl. Reggie White, during his 6 years in Green Bay, had. For his time in Green Bay, 68.5 sacks in 6 years. He won a Defensive Player of the Year award. He was a Pro Bowl pick every single year. He was All Pro every single year. The only time he actually won Defensive Player of the Year, though, was 1998, his last year, when he had 16 sacks, which was the most he had during a season in Green Bay. Now, let me get to this contract quick because I want to get to this Reggie White conversation more in depth because of Goody's reference to Reggie a couple weeks ago. Myles Garrett's going to want a new contract, too. The 2 years remaining on his deal, 2025, $19.8 million base, 2026, again, this is according to Spotrac, 2026, $25 million base. Those are both non-guaranteed. So he does not have any guaranteed money left in his deal.
And I think that's
the
probably
projection,
a big reason why he wants to be traded.
Might be part of it. I'm no expert. Tausch, the projection from Spotrac, which Michael Janitti is the guy's actual name, by the way.
30 a year, I'm going to guess.
Four years, $137 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So that is 27 million a year, 37 million a year.
Yeah, I was going to say it's well over 30.
37 million a year.
Yeah, but again, that is the going rate. You wouldn't see the end of that. It would be 2 years of guaranteed money is what you'd hope for, and I think you'd pay 2 years, $60 million guaranteed to get Myles Garrett. That's the price of doing business. You're paying Rashawn Gary $25 a year right now. You make this move, Rashawn Gary's contract is going to be off your books as soon as it possibly can. Let's make sure we're clear about that.
Perhaps he's part of the trade. All right, I want to get to this Reggie White comp, much like my Xavier McKinney, Charles Woodson comp, which was right on
Jason,
the money.
Jason, that does change the metrics of this trade.
It does. That's why I wanted to get to the contract so much.
All right, good job. Good boy.
Thanks.
Good boy.
We will now get
who's
to the next part.
Who's watching your dogs right now? Since you can't, like, who's watching your dogs the last 2 days?
Well, they traveled with us. They're at the hotel right now. We got a pet friendly room, so as soon as I get off the air, I'll go pick them up and head back home to Green Bay, and then we'll be a nice happy family, just me and all the
what
animals,
happens
all the four-legged
friends. What if the maid comes in to do it and the You've dog got, opens you, the
there's
door?
There's a tag they put on the door that says
they say you
this is a pet room.
Woof. Oh, you might. Can you slide out of the way, Rufus? Trying to get this bed done.
Excuse me, Fido.
Stella and Sadie. Stella and Sadie. You know, for a guy that won't get his poor daughter a dog, you sure do a good dog bark, by the way. We will get to this Reggie White quote from Goody to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. That will occur in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.